This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the sci-fi movie Gattaca, society turns on everyone's genetics test. In the 2014 world, it seems the fulcrum of all things may be your credit score. You expect the bank to look before lending you money, but what about credit checks when you go up for a new job? A recent study shows that 1 in 10 job applicants has been rejected because something turned up in their credit history. And last month, Senator Elizabeth Warren introduced a bill that would, among other things, bar the use of credit reports in hiring. Personal finance expert Carmen Wong Ulrich is host of our program Marketplace Money. Carmen, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do employers hope to get out of a credit report if they're trying to hire?
Well, listen, what they're trying to do is filter, right? So they're using a credit score to determine if you're someone who's a risky hire. But it doesn't necessarily go together that if you have a bad credit score that you're going to be a bad employee.
Now, even supporters of reform to this concede that there may be a place for credit checks if you're interviewing for a job that involves access to a bank vault.
Yeah, but that's mostly because in the past, this is where it all started. Financial institutions used it. Human resources departments used it because they judged that if you had bad credit or you had too much debt, you would be more likely to steal or to be dishonest with very sensitive information. However, today, we know that people's credit reports are a mess for a couple of things. One, long-term unemployment, foreclosures on a home, or medical debt, which is the number one reason people declare bankruptcy, and that's not going to make you a bad employee.
What do we know from the data? Is there actually any kind of proven relationship between a person who has lower credit score and their ability to perform tasks at work?
David, I have been in personal finance for 18 years, and I have yet to see proof that those things are more than a correlation. That it's not causation. Also, Demos, the think tank, did a study and a report, and they found that up to 20 million Americans have errors in their credit reports. So if we're leaning on something that has identity theft, a long-term unemployment, medical costs, all of these other reasons why your credit score isn't beautiful, then it shouldn't be used against you to become an employee.
Now, on your show, Marketplace Money, I see you doing a credit special. What's this thing about credit reports and dating?
Oh, David, this is a juicy one. Can you believe that there are dating sites now that are based off of your credit reports and scores? That's how you're matched up?
Could you imagine on a first date bringing up credit score?
Now, you know, here's the thing. It's not bad to talk about money, right? You want to have these discussions. But I don't think as a first date that's a thing to do. But if you want to be that person, there are websites, dating sites now just for you.
I suppose we're also supposed to talk about our medical history early on with the potential partner. Our Marketplace Money host tweets at Live Money. Carmen Wong Ulrich, thank you.
Thank you for having me, David.